Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The Pelicans and the Wizards get together on this one. And Grandy, hit me if I've got any of the particulars wrong. CJ McCollum.
Yep.
Kelly Olynyk.
On the move.
And a second round pick.
Yep.
In exchange for Jordan Poole, Sadiq Bey, and another second round pick. Just one of them is this year, and maybe one of them's next year, right?
Okay. That sounds about right.
Something like that.
Sadiq Bey did not play this year, torn ACL.
Sadiq Bey changes teams every 4 months. He is involved in more deals.
Wasn't he a Warrior for like 5 minutes last offseason?
On Twitter he was.
Okay.
Like
he was a Twitter Warrior,
yeah,
right?
Before we knew that he was getting rerouted, he was in that Wiseman GP2 trade. So he was a Warrior, and then he wasn't a Warrior, but I actually think it was all one thing. But Twitter thought he was a Warrior for about 7 minutes. Yeah, Grandy, what's up?
Yeah, that's correct. But the Pelicans is a future second-round pick to the Wizards. The Wizards are sending the 40th pick in this draft to New Orleans.
Thursday. Yeah. So, yes. Okay, so this year versus next year. My favorite thing about this trade is the same thing that I would say about Kyle Shanahan. And here's where I'm going. I love it when the league tells you what they think about something versus what the rest of the world thinks about something, because those things don't always match. And I think that that's interesting. I think that's interesting. The league just expressed to you, and yet another franchise expressed to you, and there are Warrior fans out there who I think could benefit by hearing this, just expressed to you yet again what they think about Jordan Poole. And I get all of the background here, believe me. He will always, and I get it, he will always be a sympathetic figure in this city because of the way it went down. But I also think that far too many Warrior fans still believe that Jordan Poole is not on the team because Draymond Green punched him, and therefore people couldn't get along and they had to get him out of town. I've never believed that that was the story. I believe that he's out of town because the likes of Steph Curry and others felt that they would be a better basketball team going forward, number one. And number two, the same thing that the Wizards told you today. We look, and what's the number? It's in the neighborhood of $30 million?
This year it is, absolutely.
Okay. All right. The Wizards, just like the Warriors told you, with that $30 million salary slot, we would like to turn that into air as quickly as possible. Cap space, if you will. We would rather have that than have Jordan Poole. That's what the Warriors did, and that's what the Wizards just did. And the league is telling you what they think of Jordan Poole. And I don't think it matches with what a lot of Warrior fans still think of Jordan Poole and the romanticism of him because of the way things went down.
Understandable. And, you know, if you're the Pelicans, you look at this trade and you think, okay, we would rather have Jordan Poole for 2 years and see if it works. And Sadiq Bey is also a young player, even though he's coming off a torn ACL. So you're New Orleans and you have an opportunity to offload CJ McCollum, who only had 1 year left. And in exchange, you get a young player, Jordan Poole, who might be a good fit for you. So for New Orleans, for me anyway, it's a pretty low-risk move. It's only 2 years of Jordan Poole,
yep.
And you get Sadiq Bey, and I think he only has one more year on his deal. And you offload C.J. McCollum, who was not somebody who was really factoring in what you were trying to do in New Orleans. The head-scratcher for me is Washington. It's already a wave of the white flag for this upcoming year. They're basically saying, we can't wait to get that juicy cap space after one more year. And McCollum is he's a player, but no. Washington's got pretty much nothing else. You already got rid of Kuzma, and now you bring in McCollum, and you get rid of Jordan Poole, so...
You clear the decks, and you tank, and you get a bunch of space. Sure. I don't know what their other option was. It's not like they were in a position to do anything about it coming this year.
That's fair.
Right?
And I do think that looking at the league, that's one of the bigger problems is, you know, it's not even teams tanking once the year starts. Now we're tanking a year in advance, and Travis Schlenk is in the front office, and so... He probably looks at this and says, what you're talking about, Mark, what we don't have any other real options. So let's just strip this thing down to the studs and, you know, play a year with McCollum and see if we can't get a nice high lottery pick and then turn that thing around and maybe make a move.
I am fascinating to me because of how many times, no joke here, in the last 6 months, as the Warriors tried to become a playoff team, tried to become relevant again, tried to maneuver, tried to, quote, maximize the remainder of Steph Curry's career. How many times did we hear someone go, God, isn't it funny? The type of player they need is, you know, like a Jordan Poole type. We heard that all the time. And look, if that's your opinion, that can be your opinion. I find today fascinating for two reasons. One is, the league is telling you that they feel very differently about this player than some fans do. And then the other thing that pops into my head is what you kind of brought up on the crossover. I don't know that I understand this CBA. Like, I get it. I can read.
Yeah.
I understand. But I don't know if you're getting the desired consequences. The draft is not here yet. Free agency is not here yet. And we have seen no fewer than 5, 6 big names switch teams already. And I don't know that all of the trades, in fact, I'd argue the majority of the teams that are involved in those trades from one side or the other, their motivation is financial. And that's it. It's not like Boston, I don't think, is like, you know what we need to get over the top is Anfernee Simons. That's not what Boston's thinking.
Right.
Boston is thinking, our best player's hurt. Let's get some of this money out of here. This is too much. So... Right? We signed Tatum. We signed Brown. Now some of the Tatum money is going to be lost.
Yep, Porzingis.
Yeah, Porzingis. We got to clear the books. Aprons. That's what Boston's thinking. And I think that sucks.
Yeah.
They're the Boston Celtics. I want teams like the Celtics, I mean, Warriors, Lakers, if not all teams, I want them motivated by how are we really good at basketball.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Basketball next year. But that's not what these teams are doing.
And also, how can we, like, keep our core guys? And I made this list about 2 or 3 months ago, anticipating these days. I was writing down the teams that have 3 or more players making $30 million or more. And if you run down this list, you're finding these teams are the ones that have made these trades. Boston had four players in that category. Houston had three. They've made a deal. New Orleans had three. They made a deal. Phoenix had three, of course. They've made a deal. And on it goes. You've got Toronto, the Knicks, the 76ers, even Denver today talking about, well, I mean, it's not out of the question. I mean, it's
right.
They're just words, but even that being spoke into significance and into existence that, you know, the Nuggets aren't totally closing the door on trading Nikola Jokic, the best player on the planet, and it's because they, too, have three guys making 30 or more million.
Just to throw out there, because I'm sure there's probably people at work that just went, what?
Yeah.
What did you do? The Denver Nuggets are talking about trading Jokic, their owner today, in front of a microphone, which was the mistake. You can think this. Just don't say it into a microphone. He basically was talking about the CBA, and to summarize it, he's essentially saying, look, if you spend this much on too many players and then one of them gets hurt, you're immediately then kicking into the unthinkable, which would be trading number 15. And he's talking about Jokic. This is it. His name is Josh Kroenke. Take a listen.
For us as an organization, going into that second apron is not necessarily something that we're scared of. I think that there are rules around it that we needed to be very careful of with our injury history. The wrong person gets injured, and very quickly you're into a scenario where that I never want to have to contemplate, and that's trading number 15. You know, we're very conscious of that, pushing forward and, you know, providing the resources that we can when the moment arrives. But that second apron, is it a hard cap? I'm not 100% sure, but it's something that teams are obviously very aware of going forward.
Okay. So, and again, he knows the rules. He's not saying, I'm not sure if it's a hard cap. I think he's basically, the question probably was something along the lines of, are you treating that second apron as a hard cap? So, look, this is boring to me. That's honestly what I want to tell the NBA. There's not a damn fan out there that can tell you what the apron is.
Or how much it is, or what are the penalties and all the rest of it.
They don't know what the number is. They don't care. They don't understand the rules behind it. This is driving the league right now, and it's boring. And it's a mistake if that's what you were trying to do, I think.
I agree, and it makes it so you have to explain to people, why did you just trade Drew Holiday? Well, it's because of the second apron. It's like, I thought you liked Holiday. I thought he was a good player. Well, yeah, he's got to go because he makes too much, and we can't afford to get into that second apron. What?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.